ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, प्लेजेंट मॉर्निंग, जॉयफुल मॉर्निंग, ब्लिसफुल गुड मॉर्निंग एंड सो मच ऑस्पिशियस। So we all are Baba's very, very fortunate children. And Baba is taking care of us. With so much of love and care. First, the most important miracle of our life is, there are so many miracles, but I would like to share some of my experiences of Brahmin life and how Baba is translating each and every day blessings into miracles. Because sometimes in everyday life we are so occupied. If you just see that today is Murli, what do you feel that? What was Baba's very sweet blessing to you? What was that? Yes, loudly. Zeal and enthusiasm. Courage. And courage, zeal and enthusiasm. So every day Baba's each and every blessing is creating miracle in our life. But there is always a very simple and effortless process for that. I was just revising the first Murli of this year, this Baba's turn. Do you remember that so many times Baba has repeated one word? Do you remember? What was that word? So many times Baba repeated that word in the Murli. Happiness. What else? Can come closer, those are sitting at the back. Can come more closer. Anything else which Baba repeated? Cheerfulness. Still it is not coming. That word which Baba every day, if you see that Baba repeats in every Murli. Sweet children. The word which can vanish all our difficulties. The word which can make us fly. And that Baba, that word Baba specifically in this turn, first Murli of 12th, Baba has repeated so many times. Anyone remembers? Yes, now it has come little late. Mera Baba. Mine Baba. This word Baba has repeated many, many times. So many times in the Murli, the children in my heart. And Baba said that only just this simple word can create so many. Because this is one way this word is so powerful. Have anybody has really, we all from our heart, when we speak this word, anybody of you have found any miracle? Yeah? Did you? If anyone of you have found miracle, you can just share. Yeah? Do you feel that this word is really creating miracle? Isn't it? Yes, it is there. it is always there. Because I remember that the first experience of this miracle, when I was 8 years old, because I came as a child in Baba's knowledge, at that time I was 8. And we were the first children who came to Madhuban with my Laukik parents and my younger sister. I remember that time because this was such an age in which nobody has given any proper course to us. No lessons. But everything was, we picked up while playing in the courtyard of Madhuban, and you can visualize that time. It was only the Madhuban Pandav Bhavan complex was existing, and I'm talking about the story of more than 30 years back, 30-35 years back story, when there was no Om Shanti Bhavan, and there was also not a meditation hall, which you see there, only history hall was existing. And at that time, the word Baba, when Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmohini, both of them, with lots of their experiences and love, when they utter this word as a children, when we say A, B, C, D, the first alphabets that we learn in the school, to learn the language, the same way it was a so basic underline of that word, with lots and lots of love from the heart. So I remember that we used to repeat that word as a children, the same way as we used to repeat the alphabets and the words when we go to school. And I remember that the word Mera Baba that we say in Hindi, I many times when I repeated that word while my study, I found that the miracle started happening. And there were so wonderful experiences. Of course, many experiences are so deep. But I realized that this unfolds and opens so much in our life. Not only giving the experiences, but whatever we are looking for and what is our desire, Baba helps and cooperates us just holding our hand. Baba answers everything. So I remember that time, it was very simple and very innocent repetition of that word, Mera Baba, and I found that many times I used to get the answer of the questions during my examination. So it was so wonderful that I still remember that in examination hall I was sitting. Of course I prepared that portion very well, but it came in a, Baba says, no, always questions are very different. Sometimes they come and puzzle you. And Baba, if you ask Baba, Baba is ready to help you out. And I remember that time, it was very less time was left to finish the exam. It was almost 2 hours, so only I think 5 or 10 minutes were left. And I have not written the answer of that one, was carrying a good marks to success or to fail or to pass. So I just said that time in Baba's remembrance, and I said, Mera Baba, from my heart. And I don't know what happened. I really use the word miracle. It is fact, it happened miracle. Because I found and realized that answer was floating in my mind. Just, it was very clear to me, it was not me. It was not my intellect. And it was like, you know, Baba's touchings. And I was keep writing and writing and writing. And I was feeling that the hand which was moving was also the wonder of Baba. So when I finished that, and it was exactly the same time, which was the examiner came and he picked up the papers, and I was succeeded in that exam, because of the miracle of Baba. And I realized that how it came later on, but of course, the more you grow in Baba's knowledge, but I am just starting and sharing you the miracles, so many miracles, like how Baba helps us. And the deep faith in Baba, that Baba, you can do this. And Baba is doing, like sometimes like Baba says, children are even not using 20% of that power, which Baba can, Baba does everything, isn't it? The only thing, does it doesn't mean that we don't do efforts, but we do, but afterwards, with so much of love, and with so much of wonder, what Baba always says, it carries so much of importance of those words as a blessings. I remember that, and you must having the experiences of your life, that now the time is changed. When, as young children or young people, like in India, there is a system actually. Mostly when they get up, they just touch the feet of the elders to get the blessings, isn't it? And what is the one blessing which everybody gets? Now, here also time is changing. People are not that much which used to have in old times. But the immediate one blessing is always, you will be going to find that the people received. And what is that blessing is? Khush raho. Khushrao means be happy. Be happy, be healthy, be prosperous. But be happy is one of the most important and, prosperous one. So this is what you see, that in that blessings of those elderly people, they, the other members, those receive, even they in the Laukiks, they realize that the wonders. But here when we are comparing, when Baba himself, who is the Almighty, who himself is giving everyday blessings to us, it is the most and the most easiest way to reduce our heart work. Like sometimes Baba says that I feel very mercy on the children because they do lot of hard work to maintain that. Do you feel that there is, it is a difficult one? It is difficult or easy? Every day Baba's blessings are actually, my experience is creating wonders. And things, they become more and more easy, because Baba's love is so deep and so powerful. Baba is blessing, giving us blessings each day. That is why once when we were sitting in, I think it's around 30 years back story, when small group of Madhuban Nivasis, we were sitting with Dadi Prakashmani. And the question was asked to Dadi Prakashmani that, Dadiji, what is the reason of your such light stage? Because those were the days when, our institution was just flourishing. It was a start of, overseas centers were opening. And in India also, new centers were opening. She had lot of responsibility at that time for everything. But Dadi used to be always very light, and she, that time no mobiles were there. But then still, on phone and all different means she used to communicate each and everybody and solving their problems. So this was the personal question which was asked to Dadiji, what is the reason that you look so light? And your face doesn't look that you have any, you know, burdens on you. So Dadiji very sweetly replied at that time, I still remember that answer. And it was also asked to her that what effort do you make? What effort do you make which makes you so light? Being heavy, administrative head of the whole organization. So she very simply and sweetly replied. She said that I always keep Baba's blessings with me. She used to read Baba's Mulli 2 times and more than 2 times. And she says that I feel that always these blessings are personally for me. And the moment something comes to me after solving that, I hand over everything to Baba. And Baba takes care of everything. So that time Baba also many times explained when interactions happen. So such simple, even when we listen to Dadi Janki, she also shares the many such experiences. So many blessings are with us. So best way to create the miracle in Amrit Vela, 3 important things are, Baba many time underlines, first important thing is, that is related with our day-to-day life, is connection. There are 3 C's. C's, they are very important. Connection. Because when our connection is right, and our connection with Baba is strong, so automatically, we can experience the blessings of Baba. We can feel that how Baba is giving us that energy and power, and we are able to solve all other problems or difficulties, because personally when I had a chance of visiting many times overseas countries, and last time I was having a beautiful experience when I was in Chicago, and I was invited because due to my first PhD, which is in spirituality and universal values, I did the first doctorate in which also Brahma Kumari's documentation is done on a universal level. That is also again a miracle. But before I come to that, I was invited among the 6 speakers in Chicago, the 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. And there were 6 speakers from India, like Swami Ramdev, you know, very popular one who comes on TV. And the other ones from Rishikesh and many from America. So, when I was invited on the same day, on the stage, the same place where Swami Vivekananda gave his speech 50 years back, so there were 3,000 people were sitting, and I was not knowing that I will be the first speaker. So they just, you know, I was sitting on a sofa, the chairs, and then the announcer invited me, first introduced Brahma Kumaris and also very well, and then also, you know, introduced me representing from Mount Abu Brahma Kumaris headquarters. And when I walked on the stage, and when I looked at the 3,000 people together, in America is not easy thing, you all know that such a big gathering was there of all very prestigious and very spiritual leaders. And when I walked up at that time I also felt the miracle of Baba's blessing. Because I remember that, what I was speaking, it was not my plan. Because last year, if you remember, Baba's and Dadiji's mentioned many times that many times it is God's plans. You know, then you feel that everything is happening in a very divine way. And we feel very light at that time because Baba is taking care. By why I am connecting this with the first C connection. So, I was walking and feeling that Baba's hand is in my hand. And you are with me, Baba. And when I just, reached on the big stage and I found that all big gurus, all very, 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 having a very prestigious position in India and also many of them from America, from Mahatma Gandhi's family, and there's so many other people were there. And I was surprised that I was feeling so much power at that time. And I spoke the same words. A little difference was there. In the beginning when I was addressing the same popular words of Swami Vivekananda, Divine Brothers and Sisters of America. I spoke this only I connected divine, and this was not my plan to speak the same words, because this is what I am saying, the miracle. The moment I said this word, there was a big clapping in the whole hall. And I was getting a very, very clear inspiration from Baba that I have to give them experience. So I was very, brief in my speaking. I just, because the theme was the world without borders. The word that Baba wants. So I was just giving little bit theme and explain them the one of the very famous lines of Swami Vivekananda, which I mentioned in my PhD also. And it is, arise, awake, and do not sleep. Arise, awake, do not sleep. Till there will be from darkness to light. We have not to sleep. We should be, was very, very, actually a strong soul who always motivated people that don't sleep actually. Arise and awake. So I connected this with these words with Baba. And then I was giving the commentary for 15-20 minutes. And with this whole commentary, I realized and I found that how the miracle was happening, that everything, there was a strong flow of Baba's energy in the whole hall. And later on, because why I am sharing to you, because the later on speakers, why, because it was Baba's plan to invite me first, because later on whosoever spoke, they didn't give them any meditation experiences. They just spoke and spoke long, long speeches. Sometimes these Swamis used to give even in Sanskrit. So that was when the whole program was over. And I realized that most of the souls were coming. And they were asking about Brahma Kumaris. They were asking about where is your center. And the result was that within 4-5 days I had to come back because I was moving to other parts of America. So I had to come back again to Chicago for 15 days. To give them classes. See. And then so many souls, those actually received Baba's message, got Baba's introduction, because Baba said, no, now time has come. We have to do our duty. Further, whatever is their part, but the main thing is that we have to give Baba's message to them. So I was happy that the message went to many souls and Baba's plan was there. So this was a feeling of miracle that Baba does the whole thing. doing everything. And then the whole experience is such that is along with the connection with Baba. The more we are clear and more we have love for that connection, and more we can say that, because you see that when in bhakti, many of you have not done bhakti, but those have done bhakti. Anyone, mothers are here, those have done bhakti. Yeah, do you know what is there in the bhakti one thing? Love. But what kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? Ji? Divinity. What else is there? We have done bhakti for many births, so maybe something can flash on your mind. Boy, we are not doing now. Of course, it is a different form of remembering Baba. The surrenderness is there, and one other thing is that melting. It's like melting, surrendering. And along with surrendering, melting is so much feeling of gratitude. So much of gratitude and thanks. So that is why the whole process of bhakti is so strong. When they sing, they dance, they're so nearer. In history, it comes that the middle period was the period, like Baba explains in the Murli, sometimes one word, if you have heard, that is an example of Meera. Meera, actually, people started calling her mad. But she became mad in God of love. Forgotten everything. She was princess, actually. So it means there is nothing that they remembered God with, you know, so much of hardness, or maybe connection means it was so spontaneous. That's why Baba is underlining again and again that when we are in love, merged in Baba's love, that time Baba remembrance becomes so easy, smooth and powerful. So that is why when we sit in Baba's remembrance, sometimes Baba listens that many children, they start complaining. Isn't it? Is there complaint is there in our remembrance? Little bit, not complain, but maybe sharing to Baba. Isn't it? That is why Baba is giving us freedom, that you can share also, that I listen that also. But then, when we remember Baba with that love, very deep love, a feeling of gratitude, that Baba, you have given so much. That's why Baba has used another word, that is Vah Baba. It's a very beautiful Hindi word. And that is why, with connection, second thing is very, very important, that is correction. Second C. Correction. Means we all know that we are all making our efforts. We are not 100% perfect. But Baba is looking at what? Baba is looking at what? Our qualities. So that's why when we look at each other qualities, we getting back the qualities. There is a little story that the group of, you know, the group of people, they were passing from the dark tunnel, because the moment they entered in the tunnel, they found that something is pricking in their feet. There were little stones. And out of these groups, some people, you know what they did? They just walked on those stones. Some of them, they picked those stones because they thought that What was the thought that those are coming behind them should not have the pain with the same stones? And some of them picked up so many and many, and they came out of the dark tunnel. And the moment then when they came out of the dark tunnel, there was a miracle. And what was that miracle? What was the miracle? No pain at all. Very good. Anything else? Diamonds. So what happened that the moment they came out and then they looked at those stones, those they have picked, they were what? They were diamonds. They were shining. They were so beautiful and precious. So the moment when they were having diamonds in their hands, so rest of them, those were, they didn't pick up. They didn't care actually. They were just, all of them, they were, what they were doing? They were disheartened actually. They were saying they made a mistake. You see, that is what Baba's miracle is. Because Baba is giving us so much. We have a total freedom to pick up everything. Isn't it? Is there any limitation is there in Baba's blessings? Baba uses the word forever. Forever, isn't it? Not for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But Baba is making us what? Blissful, fortunate. If you remember all the Baba's blessings. So, it is for what? Once it is created, it is forever, because Baba always reminds us of our past and future and our present. All these three, they become so elevated. It's like, diamonds. So that is why collection. So connection, correction, and collection. Because every day's Baba's Murli words are what they are. Diamonds. How much we would like to collect more and more in our life, in our day, isn't it? We can collect. There is no limitation. Because each and every blessing is so personal. If you see that, if we take it as a personal, I am ever victorious child. I have found this blessing which I am sharing to you. That I was, when I was 8 years old, the first blessing I received, because that time I didn't understand what does blessings mean. And then we met first time as a children in Baba's room. And Baba's room is also now changed. I remember the Baba's room, half of it. The front side where Baba's bed and other thing is there, that was also little narrow, but it was from the back more narrow. And I remember the first meeting with Bab Dada there, and Baba was sitting on that gaddi. Do all of you see, in the corner there? That where the first meeting with Baba. And very, I think hardly 15-20 people were sitting there. Very small groups used to come. I still remember when the first group came of 30 people in Madhuban. They said it's a big party came. Big. So it's a big group has come. Very limited Dadarani sisters were there in the beginning. So I remember that time, after the Murli, it was more kind of a personal interactions and talkings. And at that moment, how we offer now work in Baba's mouth. At that time, I also received, we were whole family, my younger sister and brother, we were there. And Baba put in our mouth the bhog at that time. And Baba gave, from that time I remember so many blessings were there with us and the miracles we found. One of the blessings which I always remember that Baba asked me, but I less understood at that time, but I found later on the power of Baba's blessings. And Baba said to me that, do you understand? Do you know that you are ever victorious child of Baba? I said, yes, but I was not knowing the meaning of what is the meaning of ever victorious child of Baba. But later on, you know, Baba's murlis and many things which was, they were all like miracles. And I still remember the most powerful experience of Baba's blessings and miracles when I was doing my PhD. It was really a challenge. And because it was the first one and no documentation was there proper. And at that time, I was in Global Hospital and Research Center because I am doing my dedicated services there, and before that also, continuously one strong thought that, you know, we have to reveal Baba, we have to give the return what we have received from Baba. So I remember that when my first, you know, there were called the title clearance meeting and the interview. That time I have written the word Brahma Kumaris very clearly, Brahma Kumaris literature. And I use the word renaissance. Brahma Kumaris literature is a renaissance of spirituality and universal values. Creating a renaissance, a reawakening, an awakening in the world. And they said, you cannot use the word Brahma Kumaris. No, you cannot. You don't have any proper documented book in any of the universities. I'm talking when I started my work. Before it was just 2006 or 5 or 6. Now we have so many other documentation, but still that time wasn't there. And they said, you cannot use, because you don't have any literature. Literature means for them is Shakespeare or Milton. Those kind of literature, you don't have that literature. I was very, very firm and I said, Baba, this is your work. And if you want, it will be going to happen. That's again, miracle has happened. And I remember that first they refused, then they called me after 6 months again and given me invitation to do this. And then again there was a challenging interview and I was firm and I just said, yes, we are doing a great work, Brahma Kumaris and an organization, and creating the thousands and thousands of people lives are changed because of the spiritual education and meditation. We have a practical proofs of that. That is why I want to do PhD. That it let it go to the world and know that Brahma Kumaris as a university, they have done so much and they are doing so much. And it was almost 1 hour again the cross questioning, and they were very much satisfied later on with my determination, and they said, yes, we are giving you a special permission after seeing your dedicated life. That was their sentence. And now the same group were making a title. They were forming the title and they said, let the use Brahma Kumaris in the front. They set down the words and they refined the title more elegantly and allowed to do this work as a Brahma Kumaris. You know, they creating renaissance in the world in spirituality and universal value. So that was again a miracle. And when everything was cleared and I was, you know, how to go about, what to do, again it was a question. in sense that Baba is becoming your supreme teacher also. Is helping you in each and every field. And my guide, he said to me that, see, that I can help you technically as you want. He was so humble and he said very clearly, I don't have that much of spiritual depth. So that is why I'm with you, I'm ready to help you out in maximum way. But technically. So that is why I remember that the first message which I received, because I left everything on Baba, and I said, because my guide said, I did my PhD in 8 years. So time is very precious and I was determined not to give that much time. To do it in a less time because we have to reveal Baba. So I still remember the words of Baba through Guljar Dadi, and Baba has given a very clear signal that no one has done this work in Yajna. You have to do this. Baba is with you. And at that time Baba gave 2 powers to me, I still remember, very clearly has created the miracle. And that was the power of concentration and power of determination. Baba said that everything will be good. Baba has given a very clear green signal that everything will be going to happen and Baba is with you. And that moment was the moment I realized that afterwards, the 2 years, the whole work, what was Baba's, which I did most of the time, the main writing work in Baba's room. And I realized that, you know, everything was floating, everything was coming. Which book I have to take, what I have to mention was all coming in my visions. And then it started a series of visions and dreams that I used to see in the early morning and used to wake up. Somebody is waking me up. That type of strong experiences were then. And I remember that our first vision dream in the early morning which I saw was of Gita. It was so interesting. Baba showed me Gita and the same which Baba a couple of times used in Murli's, many times, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir. It means whenever, you know, there is a extreme of everything, then I come and reveal myself, I give my introduction, myself. Man mana bhav. These kind of Sanskrit words, the essence of Gita, man mana bhav. So that was the time actually. I was very much determined and I was feeling that how Baba is, you know, like a flash on the mind screen, everything was coming. And I used to write it down and it was effortless, like effortless in the sense that mostly people when they do such work, they find it is very tiring. And I was feeling always refreshing because so much of inspiration from Baba. So why I am using this word as a miracle? Because difficult task Baba is doing and creating a space for other souls, those can help in Baba's work. And those experiences were to learn so much. And I was having always such experiences, which I started writing separately on diary. Previously I was not writing those words. But then I started writing them separately. Because very, very powerful. I still remember the first one, which was very clear and... So Baba's, there's so much to share, but few of the very strong one and powerful one I'm sharing, that how Baba can do miracles in our life. And I remember that I did a basic work in 2 years, that is supposed to be 5 to 6 years work. And Baba was doing everything, giving so much of support because it was dedicated to Baba. And I was saying, Baba, you are the supreme teacher. You said so many times in Murli, I am your supreme teacher. So that is why you have to guide me, you have to tell me, you have to teach me. Because this is what everything is for you. You know, that's why in bhakti, why I am saying this, the feeling of gratitude. You know, Baba says that you should always, that's in Hindi, very beautiful word, that is, it's called adhikar. Something which you can have very strongly, you can demand in sense that you can ask. Because our relation is such with Baba. And that is why I was just, before traffic control, I was just sharing you a little vision was that of Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani. And I saw in that vision that she was holding a thesis in her hand which is completed. I mean, I didn't write anything and it was completed one. And she was looking a beautiful, giving a beautiful drishti to me. And it was so much of courage and enthusiasm. I found that it's everything is happened actually. It's all success. It's completed. It was a signal that it's Baba's work and, you know, how the Baba's souls, they are not there, but many times Baba says they give you the Sakash, the vibrations, that was my feeling. And Dadi came, Prakashmani Dadi came many times in my dreams during this work. So these are, you know, some of the extra support when we are for Baba and we are doing for Baba. Very, very subtle things, they become very powerful. And I feel that, you know, afterwards when it was completed, that work, of course it was so much of learning for me, because the reason was going in depth of Murli's and comparing it what it has to be integrated as the methodology of the work is with Gita. And whenever Baba mentions about the meditation and the yoga word so many times and how we are so unique. We are contributing in the world on that level, which many people don't even understand. Because Baba gives us the essence of everything using the word Man Manabhav. So when this was completed, and my final exam was there, that was the Viva, the work was completed and thesis were sent to the examiners. One was the courage which Baba has given me, as it is mentioned in the Murli, of the enthusiasm and zeal, because my guide said that you cannot use the word Murlis, Avyakt Murlis and Sakar Murlis as your primary sources. Because you have to write your primary sources when you do your thesis, from where everything has originated. Like Bible, the other people, they used to write the strong sources, because like Bible or Gita or, you know, something like a leaders, those have created books like Mahatma Gandhi or Aurobindo. So they can be used as a references, as a primary source. So they said, how can you write Murlis? I said, no, they are in reality. They are the godly version. So I have written that. It's mentioned there as a primary sources, accepted as a primary sources, and circulated everywhere as a primary sources. Because if you see and go and deeply, everything is our system, our philosophy, because The people want to know what is our philosophy actually of Brahma Kumaris. From where all these things are originated. So that is why, which is documented and accepted. So I remember when the final exam was there, that's called the Viva. And they cross-question you, whatever you have written. And mostly people are very afraid for that because they, you know, make you, it's like they use sometimes the word, they spin you actually. They can ask you anything. And I still remember that they congratulated me before anything, because mostly they don't congratulate anyone beforehand. So they congratulated me for this work. And they were asking me the question like how we used to give a discourse to a new person, like what is the benefits of meditation and what is the benefits of spiritual knowledge in the life. These kind of cross questions were there which were mentioned. So it was so interesting. So Baba is, you know, making everything, you know, more simpler and more powerful. Because Baba's ways are very, very powerful and wonderful. And then I remember that in Global Hospital also, where I'm serving, that I have seen the so many times with the patients. And something is happening with them. They are sick. And sometimes they lose hope. At that time, the word Baba, Mera Baba, because of course, like, we few of us, we are together to introduce them Baba's knowledge in very different way, incognito, because non-BKs are also there. But I still remember there was a patient and he was very much afraid of operation. And before that, there was counseling was also done to him, and he was from local actually, Mount Abu, and was told to him, remember Baba, everything will be alright, say Baba. So he was sharing the experience that picture of Brahma Baba in that room, he found that the picture was changed and Baba was speaking to him actually, Brahma Baba, before the operation. And he is not in knowledge. And speaking to him and gave him one rose. And when he got received the rose, and his all fear and everything of the operation all vanished. And he was so full of faith that everything will be all right. And operation also happened when went so well, and he was very just. So he, who was not being in Mount Abu from many years, he was not understanding what Brahma Kumaris is, what Baba is, that world has created the miracle. So many experiences are there of the patients when we see now. You must have seen that in our Global Hospital, I think whether you know or not, there are so many research studies are going on. The application of Baba's knowledge and meditation on the patients, we have more than 2,000, it's almost 3,000 heart patients, where they have 80 to 90% of blockages in their coronaries. Isn't it? And now we had, in month of September, there was a big congress of cardiologists from all different parts of the world. And these very eminent cardiologists, all of them, they came specifically to see how it can possible. Because they followed the lifestyle, four aspects of this program, lifestyle changes, vegetarian diet, meditation and exercise. They followed it for almost 1 week, then 6 months and 1 year. And when they came back with their angiographies repeated, their 80-90% of blockages opened up without bypass surgeries. Miracle. Is it miracle or not? Yes. There are miracles of Baba's blessing, yes or no? We can show it to the world now. It is happening. It is there. Same we are doing with the diabetes patient. We are doing with the addiction patients. And we are also doing with some of such patients, those have depression orders and the sleeplessness is there, anxiety level is there. So all these patients, now we can proving it scientifically, the benefits of meditation, lifestyle changes, vegetarian diet on our health. So Baba says, no, now the time has come. Previously people used to ask, what proof you have got? What scientific evidence is there? But there is a scientific evidence of that. It is happening. It is possible. Isn't it? Are you happy or not to listen to this good news? Yes, but many are not smiling. You can clap, no problem. It's our achievement, yeah? It's our achievement, it's Baba's achievements, you know. And I was really surprised to see when these very top people, 50 countries doctors were there from America. First time the Indian Heart Foundation, main secretary and directors were here, and now they are coming next year again, there is a conference, and then they wanted to make one heart center here. There is their wish actually, after seeing they wanted to contribute. See, so many things are happening, isn't it? So that is why the time has come that we have to touch the souls, because now Baba is there, isn't it? To help us in this work, in Baba's divine task, isn't it? So, do you feel that miracle can possible or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Everyone agrees?
Yes.
Yes. So, we all are there actually. Not that we are together actually. Because I don't know whether maybe it's so much with you, but the moment when people see you, of this place or around, so many double foreigners. They are doing meditation. They come all the way from out of India. Isn't it? They also feel that it's the blessings of, miracles of the blessings of God. Because many times they share to us, if you're traveling in the train, you're coming back, they say, what's here actually? What is here that they come from all over the world? And which we cannot do sometimes. They say that they have really changed their lifestyles. It's a big proof actually. It's a big scientific proof to the world that in such less time, the total transformation in their lives. So I had a chance of documenting there. Maybe if you have chance, I have written and documented that in my book, Awakening Spirituality. So all is documented and edited later on. Yeah, it is there, here also. Awakening Spirituality. No, it's for everyone. I have edited a lot from that language to that language. Because the thought was there, let the, you know, to, if you want to present to those, they want to know about Brahma Kumari's philosophy on that level. So it is all Baba's miracles, because I feel that it's so closely. Of course there may be many obstacles in the way, isn't it? But Baba is making those obstacles also what? Very, very tiny and very, very little, isn't it? And they disappear. because so much of faith and strength, like today's Murli is sharing that. And of course now if you see that, I'm just talking about the Global Hospital that we have also already entered in our 24th year. We will be having a Silver Jubilee next year. But otherwise in the beginning, which the concept were not clear to the people here, even in the Mount Abu, when I started right from the initial stage of the Global Hospital, I was there and started serving as a in the department as a manager, public relations and media. And I was surprised when the people were not understanding that this is for you actually, this is for them. These services are created for them actually. But the time has changed actually. Now you see that so many villages, they are receiving our services, the new lives given to them. And now everybody is saying that this Brahma Kumaris are doing great task. Now the sentence is changed. But when first they were saying what you are doing actually, what social work you are doing for the poor, for the needy. But now it is a miracle that they feel, no, this is something for them. Because you are taking care of us, isn't it? So that is why you see that each and every project of Baba, whatever Baba has created, blessings for them. Like I still remember that time Baba said, the blessings which were given to the Global Hospital, brothers and sisters, that this place will be like a slum. This place will be the place where many, many souls will be going to come. They will be not only going to receive the health, but they will be going to be connected closer to Baba's home. They will get the introduction. They will understand what we are doing. So same thing has happened. The Baba even mentioned the many mics will be going to be, you know, coming closer. So same thing, and if you just see our former president, Dr. Abdul Kalam, he just came closer to the organization because of this heart project. He thrice visited. Our vice president of that time came closer because they appreciated the social work which we are doing for the poor and the needy people. So how nice and how beautiful each and every day is Baba's blessings to us. Isn't it? Do you feel that? Happy? Contented? Yes? So we can give lots and lots of, you know, a feeling of gratitude with lots of love, because that makes our remembrance very, very, let the tears come in your eye. Doesn't matter. Don't stop them. You know, sometimes Baba says that, I still remember that those days when we used to sit longer and longer as a child, children, and we were never moving because dadis were very still sitting in front of us. And so much of that love, even we have seen in their eyes, that those drops, the preciousness, so much is there, so no dryness actually. Sometimes the feeling of monotonous, the same thing, same way we are doing. No, it's every day is new, every day is fresh, every day is powerful, isn't it? And every day is blessed. Because if you see that the God bless you, this world is a universal. This is universal world, but Baba has created wonders of this world. Maybe, you know, these days through mobiles, through WhatsApps, the people are sending the blessings to each other, and there is sometimes a sentence is there down written. SMS it, forward it to 50 people. Isn't there? Is it there or not? Sometimes, do you find that? Forward it. What Baba is saying. Every day Murli is saying, as I mentioned, collection, correction and connection. Baba says, every day forward. First is inward. isn't it? What we receive every day, Baba's blessings, with lot of humility, we receive that, and then every day what to do? Forward. That is a very easy method of creating a balance in our Brahmin life, is forward. Do we forward? Do we forward it or not? How we should forward? What is the easy method of forward? Because the more you forward, you will receive back what? Blessings. So that is why there are so many ways of forwarding it through our actions, through our smile, isn't it? Through our cooperation, through our support, through our ways of zeal and enthusiasm to others. Isn't it? Do we need any extra preparation and planning for forwarding it? That's what in other words Baba says so many times in Avyakt Mulli. You have to share, to give. The more we give, it returns back. And one thing Baba always underlines is, the more we can give, it is very, very important that we should, what we should do before experience that miracles of Baba's blessings. We have to let go. It's very important. I was just reading one very beautiful message has come, that it's the morning, it is the time to awake, and this is the time in which forgive and forget and let go. If somebody has given you any pain, any problem and any trouble. Now people, they are using such refined languages, but Baba's Murlis, if you see, all from those days, every day is creating that feeling of let go, isn't it? So that is why now, Baba's day is coming and approaching nearer, and today is the 1st of November. So start this month with lots and lots of miracles of Baba's blessings. Is it okay? And have that day a very, very special celebration with Baba. A special meeting which we never had before. Isn't it? So that's why we have 2 days with us to let go. There's something which is very rigid. Still we are carrying it. So that has to be, you know. Of course, sometimes there was a question, so they said, yes, sometimes it is a difficult. Is it difficult or not? Or easy? Easy? Everybody feels it is easy? To let go? Yes or no? Yes, everybody is saying yes, because you are all Baba's very, very precious and very, very special jewels of Baba. Isn't it? So that is why you are here. You have a special chance to be here. Isn't it? And you will be there for Baba's Murli. Isn't it? So keep, we all of us, we will be, you know, writing a special letter to Baba. Isn't it? Yes? Special letter to Baba. Yes. And it is the best way. We have done so many times. I remember Dadi Prakashmani, during the class, she used to say, write a letter. She used to make everybody sit after the Murli. Write it down. Put it in the box. So many times she used to do that. And this was such an experience, that creating the lightness, the something which is instant. She used to do instant everything, what comes. And created the habit, is that how to, you know, become more and more powerful and how to receive that Baba's blessings in everyday life, isn't it? So now, any question is there? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of this verse you may say.
And when we finish. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, final statement they have written actually in their remarks. Actually, this is a remarkable work in the field of spirituality and universal values in the form of a PhD. And they had given a lot of good statements for the Brahma Kumari's contributions to the world that was there. And the other thing was, which was you asked there, that's why I'm sharing it, though, to whom actually these thesis, it has gone to the gold. Double gold medalist, one of the my examiner was there. He was a double gold medalist.
Yes.
So when he received the thesis, because he was an examiner.
Local or?
No, outside. No local, it doesn't go to local people, it goes to outside states. So that is why when he gone through the whole thesis.
Local,
from India, yeah. Because when you do from this country, so you have the, that goes to the local one. So when he gone through the whole work, and he came to know about what Brahma Kumari is and how their contribution is great. So he has mentioned that during reading this work of thesis, I was having a different feeling. That he was feeling like an experience. And he came to Mount Abu. The result was he came to Baba's home. And he had a course. And so many things happened actually. So that is why, you know, that's why I use the word miracle actually. That is why it is happening. It is in reality things are happening. That Baba's ways are, they are very, very wonderful. And they are very, very unique. Yeah.
For me, how do you express that in my case, whenever I
yeah.
see incidences of something like that?
Yeah.
To bring up my realization, I'm already being an existence.
Yeah.
So I go and speak to people about this, you know, and
yeah.
it really brings up my experience.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways that you get out of imagination.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, the gratitude is a very, very, very humble feeling. Like every day, whatever is happening, we always feel thankful for Baba's guidance to us. Because when Dadi always used to say that it is a 3 pages love letter to us, Murli's, Dadi Prakashmani used to say. So it is a feeling of so much of gratitude. Because if you compare with the people, those their, you know, situations and everything going on in the world. So how fortunate we are. So when we are fortunate, then there is always a need to express those feelings. So that's why when we express, we communicate, we dialogue, we share with Baba, with that love is becoming again a gratitude. Because Baba, you are guiding us, chosen us. So we are, they are all like a positive affirmations. We had one recently, there was a conference actually, maybe you have also seen that doctor. So, you know, he was sharing in an audience that, you know, many people, they are very, you know, stiff because of their feelings. So they have lots, many times they had a spondylitis problem, you know, this stiffness. So he was sharing that 5 times in a day, you can also do right now. He said, just lift your right hand, all of you. Yeah. And he said that, you know, you just 3 times do, I am great. I am great. Say, I am great. I am blissful. I am fortunate. Do it 5 times. He said, there will be no spondylitis. He given a guarantee actually. That you should do. You should have a zeal and enthusiasm that I am fortunate. I am great. So now we will be sitting in 3 minutes meditation with that full energy that Baba has taken, with that feeling of so much of gratitude, with so much of love. We will be going to thank Baba for everything what Baba has given us. and we will be going to merge in Baba's love and with lots of feeling of Baba's blessings, miracles of Baba's blessings. Om Shanti.
Zindagi ek safar hai, raaste mushkil hi sahi, hausle gar hai buland, to manzile phir door nahi.
The children of the ocean of love and peace is our religion. We are the children.